Hello and welcome to the Daily Bible Readings. It's the 29th of March and we're looking at 1 Samuel 17, 16 to 37. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. Holy Spirit, this morning, would you speak to us through this passage and help us to follow you and be more like you, Jesus. Amen. For 40 days, the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. Now Jesse said to his son David, take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are and bring back some assurance from them. They are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah fighting against the Philistines. Early in the morning, David left the flock in the care of a shepherd, loaded up and set out as Jesse had directed. He reached the camp as the army was going out to its battle positions, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up their lines, facing each other. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines and asked his brothers how they were. As he was talking to them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance, and David heard it. Whenever the Israelites saw the man, they all fled from him in great fear. Now, the Israelites have been saying, do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his family from taxes in Israel. David asked the man standing near him, what will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him, this is what will be done for the man who kills him. When Eliab, David's elder brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger and at him and asked, why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You come down only to watch the battle. Now what have I done? Said David. Can't I even speak? He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter, and the man answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Saul replied, you're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he's defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. Two things strike me as I read this today. One is that the devil loves to use fear and anxiety and worry tactics against us as the people of faith. And Israelite had fallen under the fear of this man, Goliath. And so, David was a man of faith. He's a man that trusted God and he wasn't fearful because he knew God was with him. That's the first thing that I learned from this passage, I think. And the second thing is something I picked up in Malcolm Gladwell's book, David and Goliath. They kind of had this weird way of doing battle in those days with the lines drawing up against each other. I think that was the way that armies fought for centuries and centuries until recently with the kind of last century with the Blitzkrieg kind of methods. You know, they'd face each other. And in the way that it was, Goliath was a huge man, a swordsman, and he's basically asking, okay, then bring a swordsman up to fight against me. And you'd sort of pitch a swordsman against a swordsman, and spears against spears, arrows against arrows, that sort of thing. And David is going to be, you know, he's going to be cunning. You know, there's no swordsman that could kill this Goliath because he was huge. David's going to be the underdog way. He's going to break the rules of warfare in a moment or two. He's going to whack a stone at the guy and kill him. And so, sometimes the Lord will give us ways to defeat the enemy that are unusual, that are left field. It's not the usual way that you do things. And sometimes the Lord does that. He gives us, wisdom and yeah, wise as serpents, gentle as doves, ways of finding things. Anyway, God, I pray for breakthroughs for us. I pray you take away fear, and I pray that you would help us to love you, serve you, and to get over difficulties that press against us. Give us creative ways of sorting issues and problems out so that we can serve you better. Amen.